Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
To the Talking Yanks pregame show. Hello. Is everybody ready? Are you ready? Jake, are you ready? You ready to start the show?
My light's being sad.
Come on, light. Turn on. Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
A beautiful mind. Yankees are playing the Blue Jays. It's Talking Yanks pregame show. Yankees are one game ahead of the Blue Jays, two games ahead of the Blue Jays. What is it? What the hell is it? I think it's two, right?
What the hell's going on out there?
Can you finagle that for me?
Yankees are two up. And the Yankees are two up on the Blue Jays. They're one up on the Red Sox. Toronto's one behind the Red Sox.
Look at the chat. Look at the chat.
Old math. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to.
What's that? Is that the sound of a turtle?
It is.
What the hell is that?
You want to tell him, Zach?
What do you think Jake would type in for turtle sounds? Something he watches regularly.
Duck snort.
No, it's really turtles.
That's turtle having sex?
Yes. That's turtles making love, actually.
Wow.
So no, they're not having sex, they're making love. And that's, I think that's what's going on tonight.
You think so?
I think so.
Before we turned the show on, I said to you and Zach, I said this, I have weird feelings about this game.
You did say that.
And then I said, I'll explain it on the show. Don't ask why.
Yeah.
Keeps asking, like,
save the good stuff.
It's now blocking the turtles in the chat and saying, like, do you want to show them? It's like, yeah, I want to show them.
Always and forever.
Yankees are playing the Blue Jays. Lineup: DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing third base. Rizzo at first. Judge right field. Giancarlo Stanton DHing. Joey Gallo left field. Gleyber Torres at second. Gary Sanchez catching. Brett Gardner in center field. Gio Urshela at shortstop, batting ninth. Same lineup they used last game, I believe. Jameson Taillon on the bump. Tell them who's playing for the Blue Jays.
The Toronto Blue Jays have George Springer, pride of Connecticut, playing center field and batting leadoff. It looks like they have Vlad Guerrero hitting third after Marcus Semien as they play second base and first base. Bo Bichette hitting cleanup, playing shortstop. Teoscar the Grouch in right field. Gurriel at DH. A Dick. Or is that C-Dick? A lot of turtle sex in left field. Espinal in the hot corner. And Danny Jansen, Yankee killer, behind the dish for Ryu as he makes his return from the IL tonight.
Yes, so it's IL return game, and that's what has me feeling funny. It's not, you know, game one of the Red Sox was Cole versus Evaldi, their best pitcher right now, our best pitcher. I mean, Sale's their best pitcher, but Evaldi had been pretty good, and people were thinking Evaldi might have been the wild card starter at the time. This is, I don't know. Ryu's coming off the IL. How long is he going to go? Tyone's coming off the aisle. They said a full workload, but what's that mean? I think that's like 70 to 80 pitches max.
Yeah. I looked at his rehab start. He threw 51 pitches.
I think he had a bullpen in between, but I don't know.
So still.
Still, yeah. And then
you're not getting me mentally over 80.
They haven't used Herman in a long time. My gut's been telling me that this game, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, is Tyone to Herman for 80 pitches combined.
Combined.
Like 50 and 30 or 60 and 20, however it works out. And it's not a react game. It's our plan game. And I don't know. But it might be the same thing for Toronto. And that's what's interesting.
Yeah, coming in a little more blind on Ryu. I'm expecting both starters for 75 pitches or kind of twice through. Unless Ryu looks really good, you could see Toronto pushing him. I mean, he's their guy. He threw the bag at them. Herman, I'm not sure about. I mentioned this to you earlier. You know, Herman returned to the Yankees last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, ready to pitch, and he hasn't pitched in a game yet. So I'm assuming at some point he's thrown like a full bullpen session, and he still hasn't been back. So if this is a 1-1 game, a 2-2 game, I don't think you can put him in to this game. And after we did our playoff roster discussion today, I think the Herman stuff is losing a little bit of urgency. Mike King has essentially filled what Domingo Herman's role on this team would be. Seve has emerged that unless it comes naturally and Domingo looks good, which could happen, and maybe it's down a run today. Maybe it's up 4 runs today. I don't know. But yeah, I don't necessarily have Herman penciled in for this game. Kind of. I mean, he hasn't been in.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, I have no idea what they're going to do. Why he's on? They worked him back for a reason. He's really good when he's pitching right. So I have no idea. For the Blue Jays, this is a must-win game. They're facing Cole tomorrow, and Ryu is coming off the IL, and they're down 2 games from the Yankees. It depends what the Red Sox do, but the Red Sox are playing Baltimore. So for the Blue Jays, I mean, they should come with some fucking energy. They got 15 more K in the stands tonight.
Doubled.
Ryu is supposed to be good, and he's been awful before he went to the IL, except one start against the Yankees where he went 6 innings, pitched 0 runs, and just absolutely shut him down. So, I don't know. Their pitching path to victory, I'm going to guess Ryu's not long for the game, and then they go bullpen mode. But, yeah, they don't want to lose, be 3 games behind with 2 against the Yankees and Cole on the bump tomorrow, even though Cole hasn't shut them down. But, interesting. Pressure's on them, which is good.
Can I give you watch for?
Yeah, let me have it.
And I think this matters for both teams. Tonight's home plate umpire, Brian Knight. We've seen it before. When Ryu gets a friendly pitcher's ump, he's a tough dude to beat. He's a pinpoint pitcher. He uses all of his pitches at any time. So if he gets a little more of the plate, you're kind of in for a long night. I don't care if he's pitching well, bad, coming off the IL, whatever it is. And it's kind of the same for Tyone tonight, right? Like if he gets a pitcher's ump and you're getting your calls, you know, I think that's a lot easier atmosphere to come into facing this Blue Jays lineup. If it's a tight box, and that's what I'm not sure the best way to look it up for Brian Knight, the home plate umpire, but if he's a hitter's ump, like I think both starters are out early.
Well, I got bad news for you.
Okay.
Brian Knight is a pitcher's ump. Ryu has 3 games with Brian Knight as the umpire. 7 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 walk, 0 earned runs. 6 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 2 walks. 8 innings pitched, 1 hit, 0 earned runs, 1 walk. in three starts with Brian Knight behind the dish, 21 innings pitched, 0.43 ERA, only four walks in 21 innings.
Well, how about that? So, and hey, you want to get into baseball a little bit. Wouldn't be shocked if the Blue Jays knew those numbers. Wouldn't be shocked if they lined up Ryu's return at the right time for that. So, interested to see. Looks like Tyone was hit a little bit with Brian Knight behind the plate. So,
yeah, he's got
415. Not awful, but.
But guess what? This is the fourth game Tyone's pitching this season with Brian Knight behind the dish. That's kind of unheard of.
It's a lot.
The how that happens is why, like, that's a lot.
It's wild.
Yeah, 21 innings pitched as well, 10 earned runs.
So, little what to watch for early.
If Ryu's getting that, the zone expanded left to right.
Even up and down. He's good.
Good what to watch.
Rowdy crowd.
My what to watch for.
Yes.
Is Gallo. He had a tough series against the Yankees. I would rather him get going. He got hit in the leg pretty hard in the shin. He says he's all right. I'd like Gallo to, you know, in his first or second at bat, I need him to kind of get on some way. Don't need a big hit or something, but like him, hear him to bounce back. Win Bronxy over.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's him and Bronxy are figuring it out. So yeah, I'd like that. I mean, Gallo's kind of the missing piece right now. He's funny, man. He's hot and he's the hottest hitter in the lineup, or he's been missing the rest of his time as a Yankee. So
yeah.
Toronto, good place to hit. Lefty on lefty. Let's see. What are some of the career numbers? Rizzo, pretty good numbers against Ryu. I like that. Gary Sanchez with some good numbers. And Gio Urshela. So how about it?
Did you see Voit?
Voiter quote?
No, Voit 3-for-6 with a homer off Ryu. Yeah. He's a lefty. Voit's a righty. The Yankees are...
They've benched Voit.
I mean, they knew it. We were, like, fighting it. And I think they shut the fan base up a little bit and said, shut up, get over it. Guardy's our starter. Voit's our hitter off the bench. Because if he, you know.
It's just frustrating. Guardy 2-for-12 against Ryu lifetime.
Value the defense.
Josh is good.
I think it's Stanton.
He ain't bad. It's a problem.
I know, but that's what it is. Pitching path to victory?
The pitching path to victory.
If it's a close game, yeah. We both don't think Ryu's going to, I mean, we both don't think Tyone's going to go like seven, like, or even six. I think he's good through four.
I'm at four.
Five would mean he's cruising.
Yes. Five would mean it's a great start.
Off day yesterday. So the full arsenal is available. The full arsenal right now is Holmes, Green, Chapman. Laza was not activated, right?
No.
If it's 10-0, Heaney. But not even that.
Or 0-10.
0-10, be Herman. Everyone's available. It's just how much. Sevy's probably not available, to be honest with you. Could be, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, between the options you have with Chappie, Chad, Clay, King, Wandy, Litke, Herman, yeah. Yeah. You save Sevy. Man, give me Chappie, Chad, Clay, Wandy.
Two innings you got to make up.
Litke. Those are my five. You get an extra bonus 0.1 from Clay or Chad or someone.
Can you go King?
You can go King. I mean, he threw 27. on that same day. Severino threw 37. King can definitely get in the mix here.
How many days rest would that be? One, two.
2 days rest.
So probably not. They've been using him on 3 days rest. He did go on 2 days rest once, and he threw 47 pitches, and they pitched him on 2 days rest. So
I think everyone's available.
Well, then I would go King then to bridge the gap.
First out?
Yep. I'd go King after Tyone, and then to your good guys. Because you have Cole tomorrow, right? And if King's dealing, maybe you stretch him a little bit. Cole tomorrow, and then Kluber last day of this last game. Correct?
Of this series, yes.
Yeah. So then save Savvy to go after Kluber. So then you would use King. I would use King today.
Okay.
If they've done it before, I mean, it depends, but.
Yeah, and I think the other thing you can maybe watch out for, playoff vibes, playoff atmosphere, the top of that Blue Jays lineup, Springer, Simeon, Guerrero, Bichette, Hernandez, Gurriel. If it's third time through and it's the fifth inning, sixth inning, I would kind of prefer if they went to Clay or Chad there. Go attack those guys. You know, even if King is available, give King Gurriel, Dickerson, Espinel, Jansen.
I agree with that.
Go attack the top with your best guys.
I agree with that, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have any lefties. Wow, they're not starting any lefties besides Dickerson.
He's
not worthy of a lefty guy.
Yeah.
So never mind. I was gonna search for a lefty and say I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go Litke there to give him that last out lefty test like they did against.
Still not a bad lane. I mean, Danny Jansen only hits against the Yankees. Espinal.
Yeah.
If there is a Litke lane, it would be that.
Ooh boy! All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. 50-36, 17-9. We tied last series.
Yep. Stanton tied.
We both got a Stanton homer. 20 ties. Ties are winning.
Yeah.
17, 19, and 20. So ties are in the lead. Good job by the ties. I get to go first. I'm going to take Stanton.
Mm. That's a good pick.
I'm going to change things up. I'm going to take Stanton.
That's a good pick. Man, I'm going to go a little old school with a little twist. Judge and Gary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little 27 beans, Yankees.
Oh.
What's that? What are you doing?
Hot dog.
What was that?
Hot dog.
What was that?
I'm going to take Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have him. I don't have him in my big hitter bucket right now.
Right.
I try to take a bopper and then a guy who's like, you know, a Gardner or a Glaber. But Gallo's one home run away from beating his over-under that Vegas set for him. So let's just get it out of the way. So I got Gallo. I think it might come later in the game off a reliever.
That'd be cool.
It might not even mean anything.
That's fine.
But I think it's a bomb, dude.
Man, that middle late stretch of the lineup. Gallo hasn't had a lot of success off for you. Glaber hasn't had a lot of success off for you. Gary has. Gardy has not. So let's get some at bats down there at least. Let's see some pitches.
I love that Rizzo does.
Yeah. Rizzo owns Ryu, and that's so obvious. He's not scared of the ball. Stands on top of the plate. Ryu can't get a pitch past him.
Mm-mm. He never has, looking at the head-to-head here.
Yeah.
That was a lie.
A little bit of a lie.
Just a tiny lie. What do you think it's the over-under is, man? Both guys coming off the IL, two lineups that are kind of hitting. 10 again?
Man.
I think they're going to roll this at 10 again. Tan. A tan. A fucking tan.
Let's go 10. I'll go 10 with you. Wow.
Over.
Niner. It all depends on the starters. It's a big game, man.
I'm taking the over.
It's not a bad pick.
What did Ryu throw against them last time when he faced them?
I am 500 on the year. You are 58 and 70. This is a big pick for me.
It's a huge pick for you, dude. You better lock in.
Take out BBD's losses for me earlier this season. I'm swimming above 500. Nine, huh?
Nine.
Roger Center kind of jumping. I'll go over with you.
Think so?
Maybe both starting pitchers get hit today.
That's how I'm thinking of it. They're both because they're both coming off whatever, you know?
JMO's like a 3.2 and 3.
When did Ryu last face the Yankees?
Ryu's like a 4 and 4.
When did he face the Yankees? It was September 6th.
Timber.
He went 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, 0 earned runs. What was the lineup that he faced?
That's always the question.
Ryu faced LeMahieu, Gallo, Two-Hole, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo, Gary, Glaber, Gardner, Urshela. So same guys.
The crew.
The same 9 guys. That doesn't bode well. What did he throw them? Let's see. September 6th on September 6th. He was 37% fastball. 27% cutter, 26% changeup, barely threw the curveball.
Barley.
So, I don't know. Be ready for the fastball.
Always. That's a good rule when you're a hitter.
They only got 2 hits off him, 2 singles. I think they were barely hits, too. If I remember correctly, they were, like, embarrassing hits, too.
He remembers.
Like, one was a bunt, I think.
Ryu's last 2 starts were bad before he got injured.
And it starts before the Yankees, too.
No, his Yankee start was really good, and his start before that was good, too. He had the Orioles shutout through 5.2.
Okay, and then before that, there's some bad ones?
I don't have that one in front of me. But he's Ryu. He's Ryu. You have any premos, Jim?
That Baltimore was 5.23 earned.
Right, but he was 5.2 scoreless. So, like, he was having a good day.
Before that, 3.27 earned.
Yeah.
Premonitions? No.
None.
Games won. This game is won and lost in the first inning or the ninth inning.
Game is won or lost, first or ninth inning.
Yep.
Huge.
Team either goes up like 5-0 after 1, and then it's done. And it just ends 5-1, maybe 6-1. Or we have ourselves a edge of the seat ninth inning with tying run on base, winning run at the plate.
Like it. I've got a DJ makes kind of his signature third base play. He goes to his left. He kind of makes a nice scoop, spins, and throws to first.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. In a big moment.
Glaber turns an unassisted triple play.
That's yours? That's Jimmy O'Brien's premonition?
Would that be the third triple play the Yankees have turned against the Blue Jays this year?
Maybe.
Let's do it.
Okay. Glaber unassisted.
Load him up.
Get out.
Everyone leave your premonitions below.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball in Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.